News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, look, we're going to turn back to that rural broadband story. The Irish Times revealing today that just one in seven homes in rural Ireland have been offered high-speed broadband by AIR, have actually taken it up. So out of 200,000 households, 28,000 have taken up subscriptions. The take-up seems extraordinarily low. To discuss this, we're joined by Adrian Weckler, tech editor of the Irish Independent, and Ross McCarthy, vice chairman of ISMI. Adrian, to you first, are you surprised by these figures?
No, not at all. The broadband has only been available for most people for a couple of months. And if you live in a rural area that's had absolutely dreadful broadband for, you know, forever, you've become used to doing your daily chores and business with your mobile phone and essentially without it. So that sort of take-up is actually par for the course, actually, for a new service like fibre broadband that's introduced. AIR's biggest rival for fibre broadband, rolling out fibre broadband, Ciro, has roughly the same percentage of take-up. It's not surprising at all. There's also an additional issue with that AIR broadband product in that it's quite expensive for people to sign up to, and a lot of operators won't sell it because they say the connection costs are too high. And that particular issue is one that ComReg, the regulator, is currently addressing, and the price of connection
okay.
will probably come down.
All reasonable points, Adrian, but I have to put it to you that we are being told that there is this huge, huge pent-up demand for broadband in rural Ireland, and people are, you know, basically taken to the barricades almost about not receiving this. And yet 15%, I mean, no matter what way you look at it, and even allowing for the points you're making, that doesn't seem like huge pent-up demand.
I would actually disagree. I mean, I think 15%, you know, take-up with a service that is only partially available and has only been there for a couple of months is probably par for the course. I would have to put it to you that there is a counter in going on at the moment that the unnamed people in government, it's always unnamed people, political sources, who suggest that there may not be the demand for broadband in rural areas as may be reported. And most of that comes from urban sources.
Yeah, but they're not making up those figures, Adrian.
They're not making up the figures, but what they are doing is they're saying that something that went on sale a few weeks ago, that only, you know, 10 or 15% of people, not a few weeks ago, a few months ago,
yeah,
that only 10 or 15% of people have taken it up, and they're trying to use that to suggest that that because everybody didn't take it. Don't forget, most people who are eligible to get that service, a lot of people don't even really know, you know, what the difference is between that and their current off broadband from the company that's been selling that broadband
okay.
for a decade.
Because we are getting loads of texts from people this morning saying, I've looked at it and I've decided I have a dongle and I'm going to stick with that, and I think that's probably better.
I mean, fair enough, and that if you're happy enough with a dongle, you know, for your everyday internet needs, that's absolutely good enough. What most people would say, though, most people with families, with people who, you know, with kids in the house who need to research stuff, who need to do homework, people who want to work from home, a dongle will not do that for you.
Okay, let's bring in Ross McCarthy, Vice Chairman of ISMI. Ross, do you have concerns in relation to the fact that the take-up is 15%? Do you think there maybe the government needs to look at this again and decide, is it necessary the best way to go fibre optic, and should it be looking at a plan B?
Well, no, because this I would very much agree with all the points that Adrian made. He spoke very lucidly and clearly in terms of articulating how these things work. Early on in my career, I worked on actually the introduction of digital subscriber lines when I worked in the telecoms industry. And these kind of take-up rates were even worse at the time. And nobody in 2003, 2004 were stating that we didn't need to upgrade the architecture and infrastructure.
Yeah, can you really compare the situation now to 2003?
You can. When the argument against...
I mean, we're a hell of a lot further down the road, are we not?
Yes and no. What we're part of is an Ireland 2050 strategy, which is aiming towards a 1 gigabit society. So this is a cross EU thing. It's part of the Juncker plan. It's part of all the innovation elements that we're looking at in order to be able to enable towns and villages across the European Union, schools, businesses,
okay,
and homes,
okay.
To have access.
I have to put it to you, Ross. Like, I know the points yourself and Adrian are making, and they are very logical, very rational points. But I would have thought, if I was living in a rural area, I didn't have access to broadband, and suddenly there's a broadband, a fibre optic going past my front door down the road, I'd be biting their hands off for it. That doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, no, I mean, if you go back to marketing 101, it's about the product, the price, the promotion, and the place. So you seem to be making the assumption that because a lot of these connections are in the first wave, they're mostly focused on what was called the low-hanging fruit, which is in and around towns, the top 100 towns. What's happened in parallel with this process, as Adrian has covered in detail in the Irish Independent, is the rollout of the LTE, the upgrading of the actual mobile phone network. So I wouldn't conflate the fact that some people, where that network has come in over the last 9 months and been switched on in substantial parts of the country, I wouldn't conflate the fact that that is actually satisfying those people that are most in demand.
I'm not conflating anything. I'm just saying 15% a take-up, to me, no matter what way you look at it, seems like a low take-up rate.
What I'm saying is you have to look at the places it's available, the price the product is at, and the degree of promotion and explaining the benefits.
Okay,
of
all right.
Shane,
very briefly,
yeah,
Adrian.
I would just make the last point that people in those areas that you're talking about, if you were living there, you would have moved a long time ago, like a lot of people from rural areas that have done, into cities or big towns. Just because there's slow take-up at the moment, that does not mean that rural areas don't need high-speed broadband.
Okay, fair enough. We will leave it there. Adrian Weckler, Irish Independent tech editor, and Ross McCarthy, Vice Chairman of ISMI.